morning. I hope you are doing well. This week is the midterm week, like we've talked about, so that's kind of what we're kind of revving up for here. This week when you come to lab, bring a calculator, a pencil, a Scantron with 100 questions total. Bring this word search makeup lab, which should be pretty cheesy. Exam prep 1 worksheets. Should be able to return your exams on Friday with a summary sheet if all goes well. Any questions on that kind of stuff? Let's do it. All right, another question. So we're starting this series of questions again. This is a question on buffers. And see if you can figure out what the pH of a buffer will be that has 0.20 molar ammonium chloride and 0.20 molar ammonia. And I gave you a Ka there. See if that will help. And I just opened the questions up there. Sorry. Henderson Hasselbalch will save you a lot of time with these kind of equations. You don't have to use it, of course, but I do recommend it. And the HH again, pH equals pKa plus log base over acid. Base over acid can be moles per liter over moles per liter or moles over moles, and either way is fine. So pKa minus log of the Ka minus log of this number comes out to be 9.25, I think. Plus log base over acid. And you can notice here that the concentrations are the same. So what is the log of 0.2 over 0.2, which is the same as log of 1?
Zero.
Zero. That's right. So in this problem, your pH and your pKa turn out to be the same thing, 9.25. So its pH of this situation is just 9.25. Now, if you got a number which was closer to 4, I think what you were using was the Kb for ammonia, all right? Ka times Kb equals Kw. So Kw divided by Ka would give you Kb, and minus log of that number comes out to be something like that. Make sure that you use, though, the Ka, pKa value. Remember that a buffer, you have to have a weak base and its conjugate acid, or a weak acid and its conjugate base. So ammonium is the acid and ammonia is the base. Ammonium has more hydrogens, all right, so that's another way to tell that it's the acid. Ammonia has less hydrogens, so that's going to be the base. You can't use strong acids and strong bases with buffers. They have to be conjugates. Any questions on this kind of stuff? So here's a problem which is very similar to the last one, and you can probably use some of your values from the last one. This is another buffer system, but now as you can tell, the concentrations aren't the same. So see if you can plug these values in to see which one of those makes sense. So again, like the last problem, this is a buffer. Ammonia is the base and ammonium is the acid. You need to go Ka to pKa if you use Henderson-Hasselbalch, which was 9.25. And now we have unequal concentrations of base and acid. So pH equals pKa plus log base over acid. And base over acid, you can use moles over moles or moles per liter over moles per liter. And I would definitely use the moles per liter because you have those numbers right there. So there's no calculations required to find moles or something like that. So the base would be 0.50 and the acid would be 0.20. If you do all this math out, 9.65. Nice job. One way to check yourself a little bit on these that some of you might dig, 9.25 is the value when the acid and the base are equal. And you can tell now that you have more base ammonia than acid ammonia. So the answer you have should be more basic than the pKa when the acid and the base are equal. And that's what you have. It sometimes is a nice way to check. That's an optional thing, but I always get nervous, paranoid, whatever. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not watching you. Anyway, prop that back on. Questions? Sorry. Good. All right, let's move on. Here's the problem. We've got, we want to have a buffer at a pH of 4. All right. And we have here 100 milliliters of 0.1 molar acetic acid, and its Ka is listed. How much volume of sodium acetate do we need to add to make that pH be 4? All right. So see about if you can use the HH equation, maybe in a slightly different context, to see what's going on. So on this problem, again, pH equals pKa plus log base over acid. Now, base over acid, like we talked about, can be molarity or moles. And on this one, I would start off by thinking about them as moles, all right? So moles of the base divided by moles of the acid, all right? And acetic acid is the acid, of course, and the acetate will be the base. But like we saw in the titration lab, moles you can figure out sometimes from molarity times the volume in liters, all right? So the big M, molarity, is moles per liter. If your volume is in liters, then moles per liter times liter gives you moles. So rewrite these as the molarity of the base times the volume of the base in liters. And you can divide that by the molarity of the acid times the volume of the acid. And if you look through this, all right, Ka can be turned into pKa minus log of Ka. Acetic acid is the acid, so on the bottom here, the molarity is 0.10, and you have 0.1 liters of it, so if you convert milliliters to liters. Now in the top part, you've got the molarity of the base, 0.10 moles per liter, and you're trying to find the volume of the base. You're trying to solve for V base. So one way to do this is you could solve this equation like that, solve for V base. You could also just solve for the moles of the acetate, the numerator, and from the moles you could divide by the concentration, 0.10, to find the volume that way, and that would be fine too. Here's the math. This is one way to do it. So the first thing, once again, is to solve for pKa. So minus log of Ka, 4.74. And then you can see that basically I'm using log of moles of base divided by moles of acid. I found the moles of the acid. That's given. We don't know the volume of the acetate. That's kind of the unknown. So you want to solve for the volume. And when you go through all this and you turn your liters into milliliters, it comes out to be about 18 milliliters. In the exam prep, I think it's question 4, there's a question kind of like this where it says you want to have a total volume of 1 liter. So you can have the concentration of the base times V base divided by the concentration of the acid times V acid. And on that problem, 1,000 milliliters equals the volume of the base plus volume of the acid. So you could solve, for example, volume of the base, 1,000 minus volume of acid, and you could plug this into the volume of the base right there and solve for volume of acid first and then volume of base. It's a cool little hint sometimes if you want specific volumes of things to be done. Any questions on that or on my hint on the exam prep? All right. This is an example of a titration graph, all right? And using the information on there, see if you can figure out which type of titration this would be. And it's going to be one of those types there. And you can see that the pH scale is from 0 to 14, although it's not real obvious. And we'll say the volume is from 0 to 40. Very pleased that all of you picked at least B or D, and that's good. And let's talk about why. All right. So first of all, in this titration, when you start off right up here at 0 milliliters, your pH is definitely larger than 7. So are we starting at a basic pH or an acidic pH?
Basic.
That's right. So this is the first thing listed then will be a base. It's not going to be an acid. If it was an acid, it would start off down here at a number less than 7, and it would go kind of the opposite. So A and C are disqualified because we're starting basic and we're coming more acidic. And by coming more acidic, it means that what we're going to add is some type of an acid. All right. E is not impossible, but I promised I wouldn't give you any weak base plus weak acid or weak acid plus weak base. The utility, the usefulness of those kind is pretty limited, to be honest. So E is disqualified by instructor override, I guess. So in this case, the answer will be B or D. And the punchline for figuring out what it is going to be determined by this black dot right there. And what is the fancy name for that position on the graph? Equivalence, that's right. And at equivalence, the acid and the base are equal to each other. Now, if you have HCl plus NaOH, or potassium hydroxide plus nitric acid, what will be the pH value at that point?
7.
That's right. So you can tell that on this one, we don't have a pH that's 7. It's actually less than 7. So what that tells us then is that we probably have a strong acid that we're adding. No question about that. But we probably didn't start with a strong base. Strong base plus strong acids, KOH plus HCl, HNO3 plus HI, whatever, those would have an equivalence point at a pH of 7. This one is less than 7. And what that means is that weak base has been turned into its conjugate acid, acid being the operative word. Acid pHs will be less than 7 at the equivalence point. You can tell if you're starting with a weak acid or a strong acid at that point. If this would have been answer B, all right, this equivalence point would have been very, very close to 7. But it is not 7. It is much less than 7. That means the conjugate acid of our weak base is acting up at that point. So you can identify titration. And again, if we would have done the lab last week and, you forgot to mark your graphs down, no problem, because equivalence will be able to tell you a lot of times if your initial step was a weak acid or strong acid, or in this case, weak base or strong base. Any questions on that? Okay. So this one, we have a hydrochloric acid solution, and we're mixing 15 milliliters of 0.4 molar HCl with 15 milliliters of 0.4 molar ammonia. See if you can figure out what the pH of this solution will be. What I would do on this one is I would think about it as a titration problem, even though it's not a titration, and from there you can go and figure out which equation to use, et cetera, et cetera. So when I look at problems like this, I first of all identify what kind of species we have present. What kind of a species is HCl? Like, is it an acid, is base, strong, weak? Strong, that's right. It's a strong acid, all right? The HCl is one of the five strong acids. Ammonia here has a KB, all right? So what does the KB tell us about ammonia? Weak base, that's right. If the K is less than one, stuff, it's going to be weak, and the B means base. So we have here a weak base plus strong acid system. And what I would do is then figure out the relative number of moles of each of them. And to do that, it's again molarity times the volume in liters, all right? We'll do that in a little bit, but before we even do that, notice that the volumes are equal and the concentrations are equal. And if the volumes and the concentrations are equal, that means that the moles of weak base equal the moles of your strong acid, And so in that case, this is another equivalence point pH value. All right, moles of strong acid equal moles of weak base. And like we saw in the last graph then, this is a problem where the conjugate acid, all right, is going to be the active pH role. And to do that, we can use something that's going to look like pH equals minus log square root Ka times Ca, where again, Ka is for the acid and Ca is the concentration of the acid. So we have to use our values to figure out what all of this is. Kw divided by Kb will give us Ka. So 10 to the minus 14th divided by Kb is how we'll find Ka. Ca will be the moles of the acid divided by the total volume. And if you take 0.0150 liters and multiply it by that many moles per liter, you'll get the moles of not only the strong acid and the weak base, but they'll also be equal to the moles of the conjugate acid at that point. And we'll divide whatever that number is by 15 plus 15 in liters, 0.030 liters. That would be the total volume. And when you do all this, you should get pH of 4.98. So again, here's the moles. Molarity times volume gives you the moles, 0.006. They're equal to each other, so this is equivalence. pH should be less than 7. Instead of minus log square root Ka times Ca, this thing here is another way to write it. It's a little uglier, but you can see that Ka comes from Kw divided by Kb. Concentration is moles over total volume. You can use the moles of either one right there. Divide it by 15 plus 15, 30 milliliters, or 0.030. And when you do all this, it should come out to be acidic around 4.98. Okay? Any questions on that? This problem is a problem where you're taking some sodium hydroxide and you're adding it to acetic acid. And it says, what is the pH of the resulting solution? So like before, what I would do is think about what kind of a titration it is. You can think about the species involved and then use the corresponding equation and stuff like that. So just like before, figure out what kind of species you have. Is NaOH strong base, weak base, strong acid?
Strong base.
Strong base, that's right. And acetic acid, obviously an acid. Does Ka mean it's going to be a weak acid or a strong acid?
Weak.
Weak acid, that's right. So this is like a weak acid plus strong base system. Figure out the moles that you have. So grams of sodium hydroxide divided by grams per mole will give you moles. Just like from the last one, we also took molarity times liters to figure out the moles. And you'll figure out that both of them come out to be 0.01. moles. So again, this is a problem where the moles of strong base and weak acid are the same equivalence point. And at equivalence, they've wiped each other out. The acetic acid has turned into acetate, its conjugate base. This is going to be, the equation you want to use is going to be like the pH of a weak base. So pHs of weak bases, 14 plus log square root KB times CB is what you want to use on this problem. And they give you Ka, so Kw divided by Ka gives you Kb. The moles divided by the volume. And McKenzie's question was really good. You don't worry about the volume from solids usually. I would tell you if you didn't. So you would divide by just 0.1 liters. When all is said and done, 8.87 should be the pH you have. Now, if this question, you're in the exam, you're like, blah, 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 my mind is fried, all right? One is probably way too acidic of an answer. That would be just for strong acids by themselves. And similarly, 13 is usually just for strong bases by themselves. So those answers probably aren't right. 7 is rare, all right? Of course, for pure water, it can be 7. So one thing you could do is guess basically between B and D. And you can imagine that things with sodium hydroxide are probably more likely to be basic than acidic. But again, the best way would be to go through the process, see what's happening. Yeah.
So when you got CB, you were just using the concentration of the acetic acid
It's the concentration of the conjugate base. All of the acetic acid has been wiped out by the sodium hydroxide.
So it would be the same number?
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Equivalence is nice in this context because moles of what you're adding are equal to moles of what you're ending up with. So if you wanted to use acetic acid, do it, all right? Nick wants to use strong base, do it, all right? They're all the same number. And that's one kind of cool thing about equivalence is, yeah, good. Other questions? How about this one? We've got HCl and sodium cyanide. Now, sodium cyanide is maybe an acid, maybe a base. There's a hint, Ka for HCN is listed. See if you can figure out what the pH of this system is going to be. Now, like before, try and figure out what kind of a titration it is and the region from there. And there's a reason why I gave you Ka and not a Kb, as you'll see if you go through this problem. running out of time here, so I kind of need to go through. Notice on this one that the concentrations are the same, but the volumes are not the same. So we have more cyanide, the strong base of hydrogen cyanide, than we have moles of strong acid. So if you did this as a titration, it would be three equivalents between a weak base plus strong acid. And when you look at that equation, it's pH equals pKa plus log, moles of weak base minus moles of strong acid divided by moles of strong acid. So you can plug the values into there. This is also, you can think about it as a buffer, as if you added strong acid to a buffer. But we don't have any HCN to begin with, so this term is just zero. That's where that equation comes from and stuff, if you're curious. But when all is said and done, what you're going to find out is that because the moles of the base are 2 times the moles of the strong acid, this is the so-called half equivalence point. And when you figure out the moles, the leftover moles of base divided by moles of acid, it's the same value, same number, all right? So what that means in this case then is that pH and pKa are the same, they're both 9.40. But you could have also just plugged it into one of these kind of equations and found the same thing. It's no big deal. Okay, and then very quickly, which I don't have a lot of time for, I'll just show you the answer. This is a question between a strong base and a weak acid, and you want to find the pH of the resulting solution, blah, blah, blah. And in a nutshell, on this one, this is a pre-equivalence region, so you could use pH equals pKa plus log leftover base divided by leftover acid. If you look down to the bottom down here, that's what I've done. I turned the Kb into Ka and then pKa, log the leftover moles of base divided by the difference, it comes out to be 9.08. This is just a pre-equivalence with the other kind of thing we're going to see. Any questions? Okay, have a great day. Look forward to seeing you this week. We'll see you soon.